Scripture Stories is a program for you, the children. As you listen, remember that these stories are about real people who lived long ago. Read along with us. You'll find these stories in the Scripture Stories books published by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Have your mother, father, teacher, or a friend help you find the story and invite them to read along with you. If you remember, last week we read the story about King Benjamin. King Benjamin was a righteous Nephite king. With the help of other righteous men, he brought peace to the land. King Benjamin became old and wanted to talk to his people. He needed to tell them that his son Mosiah would be the next king. He gathered all of his people and told them that if they obeyed God's commandments, they would be happy. King Benjamin also told the people that Jesus Christ would be born soon and that his mother's name would be Mary. He told the people that Jesus would perform miracles. He would heal the sick and bring the dead back to life. He would make the blind see and the deaf hear. King Benjamin said that Jesus would suffer and die for the sins of all people. Those who repent and have faith in Jesus will be forgiven of their sins. King Benjamin told the people to be humble and pray every day. He wanted his people to always remember God and be faithful. He told the parents not to let their children fight or argue. He told them to teach their children to be obedient and to love and serve one another. We also read about Zenith and a group of Nephites who left their home in Zarahemla and traveled to the land of Nephi, where other Nephites had once lived. They found Lamanites living there. Zenith and four of his men went into the city to talk to the king. They asked King Laman if they could live in his land. King Laman said they could have two of his cities. The king wanted them to live in his land so he could make them his slaves. Zenith's people built homes and fixed the walls around their cities. They planted many kinds of grain and fruit. They also had flocks of animals. King Laman told his people that the Nephites were becoming too powerful. Soon, many Lamanites went to attack the Nephites and steal their animals and crops. The Nephites ran to the city of Nephi. Before they fought, the Nephites prayed, asking God for help. God blessed the Nephites with extra strength, and they defeated the Lamanites. The Nephites lived in peace for many years. The men worked in the fields, and the women spun thread and made clothes. Children at home, please turn to chapter 14 in the Book of Mormon stories and read along with us about the prophet Abinadi and the wicked King Noah.
Zenith was a righteous king of a group of Nephites. When he grew old, his son Noah became king.
Noah was not a good king like his father. He was wicked and would not obey God's commandments.
He forced his people to give him part of their grain, animals, gold, and silver.
King Noah did this because he was lazy. He made the Nephites give him everything he needed to live.
He replaced the good priests his father had called with wicked priests. These wicked priests taught the people to sin.
King Noah had many beautiful buildings made, including a large palace with a throne. The buildings were decorated with gold, silver, and expensive wood.
King Noah loved the riches he took from his people. He and his priests spent their time drinking wine and being wicked.
God sent a prophet named Abinadi to Noah's people. Abinadi warned them that if they did not repent, they would become the Lamanite slaves.
When King Noah heard that Abinadi had said, he was angry. He sent men to bring Abinadi to the palace so he could kill him.
Abinadi was taken to the king. King Noah and his priests asked him many questions. They tried to trick him into saying something wrong.
Abinadi was not afraid to answer their questions. He knew that God would help him. The priests were amazed at Abinadi's answers.
Excellent. So what did the Lord first command Abinadi to say to King Noah and the people? Yes, Caitlin.
That if they did not repent, they would become the Lamanite slaves.
What was one of the first things that King Noah did when he became king? Anders.
He forced the people to give him part of their grain, their animals, and their gold and silver.
Okay, excellent. What else did King Noah do? Yes, DJ.
He got rid of the good priests.
He got rid of the good priests. Why do you think he got rid of the good priests? Caitlin.
He didn't want them to learn what was right. He probably wanted, since he was wicked, he probably wanted his people to be wicked.
Yes, excellent. I think so. I think you're right. Do you think he loved God or his riches more?
His riches.
He loved his riches more. How come?
Because he didn't care what God wanted. He just cared about what was on earth, and he just wanted to have all of his riches.
Okay, so what kind of lives were King Noah and his people living? Yes, Megan.
They were living the wrong lives and living bad, wicked lives.
Okay, so bad, wicked lives?
They were living wicked lives, which they should have been living not wicked lives.
TJ.
Unrighteous lives.
They were living unrighteous lives. So how did they respond when Abinadi was talking to them? Ella.
They took him to the king and they wanted him to be put to death.
They wanted him to be put to death. How come, Anders?
Because Abinadi was teaching them what God wanted them to believe in him, but they didn't care about God, so they wanted to kill him, so they didn't have to listen to him anymore.
Excellent. TJ?
They were amazed at his words, but they also got angry.
They got angry. Ella, what do you think?
They didn't like being told what to do.
They didn't. Why do you think they didn't like being told what to do? Caitlin?
I think they didn't like being told what to do because they're like, hello, I'm doing what I want to do. I don't want to do what you want me to do. I want to do what I want to do.
Okay, so they were doing what they wanted to do instead of what God wanted them to do. Excellent. Yes, Megan?
They probably knew that they were doing the wrong things, so they didn't want to listen to the right things because they knew they were wrong and that Abinadi was right.
Okay, so they knew they were wrong, right? Okay. All right, well, let's read on and see what happens.
King Noah was angry and ordered his priests to kill Abinadi. Abinadi said if they touched him, God would kill them.
The Holy Ghost protected Abinadi so he could finish saying what the Lord wanted him to. Abinadi's face was shining. The priests were afraid to touch him.
Speaking with power from God, Abinadi told the people about their wickedness. He read God's commandments to them.
He told them Jesus Christ would be born on the earth. Jesus would make it possible for people to repent, be resurrected, and live with God.
Abinadi told the people to repent and believe in Jesus Christ or they would not be saved. King Noah and all but one of his priests refused to believe Abinadi. Noah told the priest to kill Abinadi. They tied him up and threw him in prison.
So, what did Abinadi boldly testify to the wicked King Noah and his priest about the commandments? Caitlin.
He told them all of them and said you need to repent or else they wouldn't be saved.
Okay, excellent. Thank you, Tiana.
Like what she said, they would be destroyed.
They would be destroyed. Okay, so that's pretty serious, isn't it? Keep the commandments or you'd be destroyed. All right. Why were the people of King Noah afraid to lay their hands on Abinadi? Anders.
Because his face was shining and he told them that God was protecting him and if they touched him, God would kill them.
Okay, excellent. Thank you. All right, Megan.
Yeah, he was going because he had the power of God with him. So okay. They were really scared.
Excellent. Yes, Tiana.
He was filled with the Spirit.
Okay, wonderful. TJ.
He was filled with the Spirit and because of what Abinadi said, and his words were so powerful that they were just afraid to touch him.
Excellent. He was speaking with the power of God, right? That is wonderful. What does that mean, speaking with the power of God, or with the power from God? Yes, Caitlin.
Speaking with what God wanted him to say.
Okay. So he had a message from Heavenly Father, right?
Yep.
Okay. Children at home, why do you think it's important for us to obey Heavenly Father's commandments? And while they're thinking of that, I'm going to ask you guys that. Why do you think it's important for us to obey Heavenly Father's commandments? Yes, Tiana.
Because we could live with him again.
Excellent. Ella, why do you think it's important?
So that we can be happy.
That's wonderful. Why does it make you happy when you keep the commandments?
Well, I have a good feeling inside.
Okay. What is that good feeling inside?
The Holy Ghost.
Wonderful. All right. Why do you think it's important, Caitlin, to keep the commandments?
Because then we can go to the kingdom.
Okay.
And help build it.
Wonderful. We can help build the kingdom here. Wonderful. Megan?
It won't only make us happy, but it'll make God happy as well.
Why does it make God happy when we keep the commandments?
Because he wants us all, his children, to make it up to live with him again. And if we're being righteous and choosing the right things, that we will live with him again.
Wonderful. Anders, why did Abinadi testify about Jesus Christ?
Because he wanted them to believe in Jesus Christ and not be wicked.
Wonderful. Great answer. Thank you. Ella, why did he testify of Jesus Christ?
He wanted them to repent and be able to live with him again and to be happy.
Okay. Excellent. Tiana, I saw your hand.
He wanted them to hear the words, and maybe they might be saved if they believed in him.
Okay. So he wanted them to believe in Jesus Christ so they could be saved. Wonderful. Yes, Megan.
Because God wanted him to.
Okay. Caitlin, wonderful.
Because Heavenly Father told Abinadi to say that.
Okay, so he was saying what Heavenly Father wanted him to. Excellent. TJ, why was Abinadi testifying of Jesus Christ? What was his role?
Well, he was the prophet just then, and the Heavenly Father told him what to say.
Wonderful. So he was getting direct counsel from Heavenly Father. Excellent. Do we have someone today who does that?
Yes.
Yes, good answer. Excellent. Who is that person today, Ella?
Well, we have many bishops on the earth, and we also have, one of the great leaders are the Prophet President Monson.
Excellent. Thank you. Does anybody else have anything? Yes, Caitlin.
12 apostles.
Yes, we have 12 apostles. Yes, Megan.
The Quorum of the 70 and people that are in the church and stuff like that, like bishops and stuff.
Wonderful, TJ.
Missionaries.
We have missionaries. Yes,
Tiana. Parents.
We have our parents. Excellent. Who help us and lead us the way that we should go. Ella.
We have the Holy Ghost and the scriptures.
Wonderful. How do the scriptures help us?
Well, when we read them, it gives us a feeling that encourages us to choose the right.
Excellent. Thank you. Caitlin.
Sometimes our primary teachers and our teachers in church.
Wonderful. They are definitely there to help us.
Dare to do right. Dare to be true. Other men's failures can never save you. Stand by your conscience, your honor, your faith. Stand like a hero and battle till death. Dare, dare, dare to do right. Dare, dare, dare to be true. Dare to be true. Dare to be true.
I love this story because it shows that Abinadi stuck with what he believed in, right? He said what he needed to, and he didn't go back on it, even when they threatened to kill him, because he knew that what he was saying was true. What's something that you guys like about this story, about the story of Abinadi? Yes?
That he would be burned for Heavenly Father.
Okay, so he would die for Heavenly Father. Why is that?
Because he loved Heavenly Father, and he would do what he asked.
Wonderful. Excellent. TJ?
He wasn't afraid of dying.
He wasn't afraid of dying. How come?
Because he knew that he would probably live with Heavenly Father again.
I think he was pretty confident of that, living with Heavenly Father again. Ella?
He was courageous, and he wasn't afraid to die, and he wouldn't deny him
Excellent. Have any of you had experiences where you've had to stand up for what you believed in? Yes. Megan, can you tell us about that?
My friend would always go over and play, and she was a Mormon, and we'd kind of have fights that Heavenly Father, he didn't exist. And I'd always say that he did, and eventually I'd, after quite a period of time, I'd usually win, and she'd just kind of give up. And she got baptized, actually, at the age of 9.
That is excellent. What a great example. Thank you. Ella?
Well, a few days ago, one of my friends, they were in the lunchroom during lunch at school, and one of them dared another one of my friends to say a swear word. So I stood up and said, it's not good to say swear words. They're bad, and people won't like to be around you when you just say yucky, weird words all the time.
Excellent. Thank you for that example. Wonderful. Anders?
One of my friends at school with another kid got into a fight, and my friend was Mormon, but the other kid wasn't. They got into a fight about who was right and who was wrong, so I stood up and said, stop fighting, it's not right. You shouldn't fight with each other.
Excellent. So you stood up for what you believed in. Wonderful. Tiana?
I have these two friends who sometimes fight about, like, you're not Mormon, you're not fun to hang out around, even though she is. But one time they were fighting, and I told them, it doesn't matter if they're Mormon, she's still a really nice person, even though she's not Mormon. And I told her, you shouldn't be teasing her like that, because it's not nice, and it's not what Jesus would want you to do, because she was Mormon.
Wonderful. So these are all great examples of you standing up for what you believed in, just like Abinadi did. Thank you for sharing that with us. All right, let's continue on.
The one priest who believed Abinadi was named Alma. He asked King Noah to let Abinadi go.
The king was angry with Alma and had him thrown out. Then he sent his servants to kill him. Alma ran and hid, and the servants never found him.
After spending 3 days in prison, Abinadi was again brought before King Noah. The king told Abinadi to take back what he had said against him and his people.
King Noah told Abinadi that if he did not deny all he had said, he would be killed.
Abinadi knew he had spoken the truth. He was willing to die rather than take back what God had sent him to say.
King Noah ordered his priests to kill Abinadi. They tied him up, whipped him, and burned him to death. Before he died, Abinadi said King Noah would also die by fire.
Some of the Nephites opposed King Noah and tried to kill him. The Lamanite army also came to fight the king and his followers.
So why didn't Abinadi deny all he said? Caitlin?
Because he knew that he'd spoken the truth.
He knew that he'd spoken the truth. Wonderful. Yes, Megan?
God sent him to say that.
Okay. Tiana?
He didn't fear death because he knew that he would be living with Heavenly Father, and that was way better than what Earth would be.
Okay. Wonderful. Anders?
He knew that he would be resurrected.
Wonderful. TJ, why didn't Abinadi deny all he said?
Because he knew that Heavenly Father was going to help him out in the end so that he could live with him again.
Great answer.
The king and his followers ran from the Lamanites, but the Lamanites caught up and began killing them. The king told his men to leave their families and keep running.
Many of the men would not leave. They were captured by the Lamanites.
Most of the men who had run away with King Noah were sorry. They wanted to go back and help their wives and children and their people.
King Noah did not want the men to return to their families. He ordered them to stay with him.
The men were angry with King Noah. They burned him to death, as Abinadi had prophesied. Then they went back to their families.
All right. So how did Abinadi show his courage? Yes, Anders.
He was willing to die.
He was willing to die. Wonderful. Yes, Tiana.
He stood up for what he believed in.
Okay, that's a great way of showing your courage. All right, Megan.
He was willing to die and for what he believed in and knew that he was going to make it back to heaven because he was teaching the right things.
Wonderful. Why do you think, Megan?
Because when you're in a group, some people might choose the wrong thing, and it's easier to pick to decide in a group than it is to be by yourself. So usually you probably want, you'd know the right answer, but you'd probably go for the wrong answer because everybody else is going for that answer.
Maybe because of peer pressure? Yeah, that's right. TJ.
You might lose friends.
Okay, so you're afraid of losing friends? That's why it's hard sometimes?
Yeah.
Alrighty. So how can we stand for the right then? Yes, Tiana.
We can defend the truth always.
Wonderful. Yes, thank you. Megan.
No matter what other people say, just stay with what you believe in because you know it's right.
Okay, so stick with what you know is right. Okay. Ella, what do you think? How can we stand for the right?
If we're with a friend, they can help us. And if you're, like, out without your parents, you should think back at what you've learned.
Excellent. Thank you. Why was Abinadi burned to death, Caitlin?
Because he wouldn't take back what he had said, and he would rather do that than take it back.
Why do you think the Lord let that happen? Yes, go ahead.
Because he wanted Abinadi to go back and live with him.
Okay. Yes, Megan.
Because he knew that Abinadi had finished what he was saying, and that if they didn't want to believe it, then that was fine. And he just let it happen because he was going to get back at what they did for Abinadi because Abinadi was telling the truth.
So Abinadi was telling the truth. Thank you, Tiana.
God let this happen because he would set an example for others.
Okay, wonderful. TJ.
So that people who listened would know that God's words are true.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. And did everybody listen?
No.
That he was telling? Who did listen? Do you guys know? Who listened to what he was saying? Anders?
Elma.
Okay.
One of the priests.
One of the priests. Excellent. So what was important to King Noah? Everybody's hand. Yes, Tiana.
His riches.
His riches. What else was important? Ella.
Money and the fame and, like, everybody liking him.
Okay, so I'm going to ask this side, what was important to Abinadi? Yes, Megan.
Following God's commandments and following his command that he had sent him to say that the right things that they need to repent.
Okay, thank you.
The thing that was important to Abinadi is the church and the things that he believed in, he knew were true. And they were really important to him that he would share them so that other people would do that and follow the church.
Excellent. Thank you. Anders, what was important to Abinadi? What do you think?
For the wicked people to believe in God and Jesus Christ and not in everything that's bad.
Excellent. All right. Yes, Caitlin.
People to follow Heavenly Father so then they can also return to God's kingdom with him.
Okay, so going off of that, what should be important to us today? Yes, Megan.
To keep God's commandments and go to church and just be a good, righteous person.
Okay, what else? Wonderful. What else should be important to us, Tiana?
We should follow Abinadi's example.
Okay, and do what?
And do what he did, like believe in what... Stand up for what you believe in and listen to Heavenly Father and do what he asks.
Wonderful response. Thank you. Caitlin.
We should listen to today's prophet so we can learn more things about the church.
Excellent. All right. Let me ask you this question. Who can you think of today who is valiant today and standing as a witness of Jesus Christ? And I'll let each one of you answer. And if you have the same answer, that's okay. All right. We'll start with Tiana.
Missionaries.
Missionaries are wonderful, valiant witnesses of Jesus Christ. That's excellent. Yes, Ella.
We can all be one as long as we believe in him and be righteous.
Excellent. So I'm going to put the two of yours together, Ella's and Tiana's, and say that we can be witnesses. And how can we be valiant witnesses and help out the missionaries? Megan?
We can help out missionaries by teaching other people so that they don't have to go through teaching people, teaching everything. We can be younger missionaries and help them out with their big old job.
Okay, we can be younger missionaries, definitely. Ella, how can you help the missionaries?
We can write them letters.
Okay, wonderful. TJ?
We can be missionary-minded.
We could be missionary-minded. What does that mean?
Does it mean, like, thinking what the missionaries would... What, like, how they would think and try to always be able to, like, looking for people to find.
I think that's a great answer. Yeah, I think that's a great way to be missionary-minded. Yes, Anders.
Be examples so other kids our age can be young missionaries, too.
What a great example, being a good example to those around us. Excellent, excellent answer. Yes, I'll go with Caitlin and then Ella.
A way to be a missionary while you're young is kind of setting an example and doing what is right, because then maybe other people who aren't members of the church will do what you're doing and do what is right. So then they can do what's right, just like you're doing what's right.
Great answer. Thank you. Ella?
We can be a good example. Like, there's a scripture that says, it says something like, let your light shine. It's telling you to not put a bushel over your light, but to let it so shine so people can follow.
Wonderful. Thank you. Tiana?
We can help the missionaries by finding people who would be ready to get taught, and so the missionaries can spend their time teaching them instead of looking for people.
Excellent. What a great idea. Thank you. Who else is a valiant witness of Jesus Christ today? There's a couple of different answers. Yes, Megan.
Me.
Yes, you are a valiant witness. Excellent. Yes, Caitlin.
People in church, like our church leaders, our primary teachers, our primary leader, our bishop, lots of people in our churches and wards can help us learn.
Excellent. Thank you. Anders.
The prophet.
The prophet is a valiant. Yes. Wonderful. Tiana.
The Holy Ghost.
The Holy Ghost is definitely a valiant witness of Jesus Christ. Excellent. TJ.
Parents.
Our parents are. Wonderful. Yes, Anders.
12 apostles.
The apostles are. Excellent.
The quorum of the 70.
Okay. I think we've pretty much covered our bases then. We know a lot of valiant witnesses of Jesus Christ, and we know that we too can be valiant witnesses of Jesus Christ, right? Well, even though being righteous doesn't free us from pain and trials, if we're valiant in our testimonies of Jesus Christ, Heavenly Father will bless us with peace in this life and all that He has in the life to come. Children in our home audience, please share with your parents, brothers and sisters, and or friends experiences you have had in receiving answers to prayer. We've learned so much. I hope we'll all thank Heavenly Father in our prayers for all He taught us. And I also hope we'll keep talking about the things we've learned with our families and other people we love. Next week, we'll read chapter 15, Alma Teaches and Baptizes, and chapter 16, King Limhi and his people escape.